Amen, amen. So this morning we want to talk about God's GPS is what we are talking about. Amen. Can everybody say God's GPS? And a subtitle for that is Accepting God's Instructions. Amen. Amen. Accepting God's instructions. Can everybody say that?
Accepting God's instructions.
Amen. One more time.
Accepting God's
instructions. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated as we look at this morning. Amen. Because oftentimes in life, we reject what we ought to accept. And we accept what we ought to reject. And I wonder why. Why is it that we would reject what we ought to accept and accept what we ought to reject? That is very confusing. Amen. Since we are the only ones who are made in the image of God. Since we are the only ones who are made in the likeness of God. The question becomes, why is it that we don't want God's directions? Why is it that we don't seek God's guidance? Why is it that we don't accept God's instructions? The aim of our sermon is for us to find the book on life. Amen. To find life's manual. Amen. We are made in the image of God, and God didn't leave us by ourselves without guidance. So where is the book on life? I've never lived it before. Amen. I've never been here before. I've never done this before. I've never been this age before. So how do I know what to do? Where do I know where to go? How do I deal with life when I've never lived it? It's good news to know that God has not left us. And all we need to do is to find the book on life. God has given us a book, an instruction book. Amen. Amen. When I think about that, I think about instructions is basically a detailed information on how something, operates. It's detailed instructions on how something operates. Amen. It is detailed information about telling how something should be done. In detail about how something should be done, how something should operate, how something should be assembled. It is instructions, detailed information on these things. Everything else comes with instructions. Amen. Man and things come with instructions. Animals don't have to because they are already programmed instinctively to know what to do. They don't need a manual. And they're not confused. They know what they do. They don't have an identity crisis. You won't find a tadpole trying to be a fish. Ever got a witness? You won't find a bird trying to swim, a fish trying to fly. You won't find a donkey trying to be a hog. Amen. Instinctively, they do and produce after their kind. But man and things have to have instructions. Man is one who is of free choice, so he is allowed to do something different. Since he's a creature of choice, not programmed like the animals, he has to have instructions, especially since sin has come. He definitely needs instruction now. He needs an instruction book. We think about automobiles, they come with a manual. Amen. We think about appliances, they come with a manual. Animals don't need no manual, but man needs a manual. Have I got a witness? And it gives you detailed instructions on how things ought to be done, on how things ought to operate, how things are to be assembled. And God has placed it here, and he's given us a word. 66 books, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New, written by 40 different authors in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, three different languages. And right now we know we're in trouble because the Bible's everywhere. There are manuals all over the place. There are no excuse now. All kind of translation, direct translation, dynamic equivalency translation. There are all kind of translation, thought-for-thought translations. There's no excuse now for not knowing what the manual is and not being able to understand the manual. And that's what happens here. We find in this wisdom literature written by Solomon through under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that third king of Israel, he says in verse 7 of chapter 1 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. How smart are you? Amen. How wise are you? I didn't say how slick are you. A lot of folk are slick. I want to know how wise you are. Wisdom literature. God has given us. And you, whenever you seek God's word, you, what makes you want to seek it is when you fear God. You fear him enough to the point to where you want to respect the way he wants you to live life. And as we approach this year, we find out that in the text, in the leading up to this text, we find that this father is writing to this son, and over he tells him, and he talks to him. And that's what the Bible does. It tells us and teaches us how we ought to live life. He talked about how all the influences that may come into his life, amen, as a young man. And he says, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. No, you can't trust people. He says, what I want you to do is to learn how to trust God. And wisdom says in verse 1 of chapter 3, my son, forget not my law. Amen. But let your heart keep my commandments. Do you want to keep the commandments of God? Have you forgotten the law of God? Amen. Do you want to keep the word of God? He says, this is instructions. These are instructions. Do you want my instructions? Are you trying to live life without the instructions, and then when it messes up, you run and try to find them? Now you're at the altar and you're at the church and you trying to get an appointment with the pastor and everybody, and God done already, we got plenty of copies. Amen. But you know, some folk, they just try to do it themselves, you know, and they find out they can't do it. It can't be done without the instructions. Amen. Many of us now may be in trouble, have made mistakes, wrong decisions, because we didn't get the instructions. We don't follow instructions. A lot of people would not be in trouble today if they simply followed instruction. They wouldn't listen, would they? Would you? Would we? They wouldn't do it. And so they ended up wrecked on the side of the road, broke down on the side of the road. They ended up in a junkyard because they wouldn't listen to instructions. And wisdom cries out. He says that my instructions will add long life to you. Amen. Amen. I want to prolong your life, verse 2 said. That's really what I'm after. I'm going to add to you. I'm not going to take away from you. But you have to be willing to embrace mercy and truth. You have to be able to be a merciful person, to be kind-hearted. And you have to embrace truth. Truth brings stability. Amen. Truth is not fickle or fidgety or flimsy. Truth is solid. Amen. Strong foundation truth I'm talking about. If you do that, if you're kind and you follow truth, in verse 4, he said, you will find favor with God and man. Amen. I wish I had time to stay there, but the truth is, amen, you will find favor. They'll both be pleased with you. When you are kind and merciful toward people and you stand for what's true and you stand on the truth, you live by truth, because Satan wants you to live by error. And he says that you'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. He said, but what I want you to do is I want you to trust. I sung about it. That's why I sung that song. Amen. I know this other generation was singing today, but I want to sing that song because I was trying to preach this. Sometimes you got to go back. Amen. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understandings. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. So we got to trust in the Lord. Have we got a witness? He's worthy. He's worth trusting in. Amen. We got to trust. That's what the Bible said, trust. And that means that we've got to follow God's word. God's word. We see God's word is wisdom literature. God's word. Amen. You got to learn how to trust in the Lord. Amen. And this is God's wisdom. These are God's instructions. Amen. Amen. We gotta receive the instructions of God. We got to trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you talk about that word trust, it means, amen, it really means to put weight on something carelessly. Amen. You trusted in that pew carelessly. You sat down without worrying about falling. Some of y'all may have fell down. Amen. You just, amen. Amen. But you just fell on the pew. You knew it was going to hold you. It could have failed, but it didn't, did it? And you didn't check it or shake it before you got ready to sit down. You know why you didn't? You got trusted that pew could hold you. It's solid. You trust, and you got the confidence in that pew that you will sit down on it. And you sitting there watching me now, sitting down. You sitting there in confidence. You ain't got no worry about it falling. God says in life, you can't trust. You have to trust me. He says, trust, amen, trust in the Lord, and you got to do it confidently with all thine heart. Do it completely. You got to be wholeheartedly trusting him. You got to do it wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, because you'll mess up. He says, you go through life, you got to learn how to trust in the Lord. You got to trust God's wisdom. And then he gives us a warning. He says, look, don't rely on your own understanding. Don't make that mistake. That'll be a big mistake. Amen, amen, amen. We see God's warning, and he tells us that he says, lean not to thine own understandings. Or don't rely on you. Who are you trusting in life? Amen. Who are you trusting? And he says that, look, don't depend on you. You can't put your trust in you. He says that you have to trust in the Lord and don't start leaning. Leaning on your own understandings. Amen. What a mistake that could be to start leaning on you. Amen. You can't depend on you. You can't depend on your physical strength. It's not going to last forever. Y'all got a witness? You can't depend on yourself spiritually, physically, nor spiritually. You can't save yourself. Amen. 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 You cannot depend on, he says, don't rely on thyself. Don't lean on yourself. Amen. I want you to lean on me. I don't want you to lean on you. I want you to lean. So he gives them a caution because we're made out of clay. Amen. We're people of clay. Amen. Amen. Our emotions are not good to follow. You can't trust your decisions for life and guidance. You can't depend on you to always make the right decision or think you know what to do because you have limited information. You're not omniscient. We are not omniscient. We don't know everything. So how can we want to be in charge? We've never lived life before, and we can't trust making decisions out of emotions because sometimes our emotions are misleading. I may feel a certain way that's not even true. Have I got a witness? I may be thinking something that's not true. Amen. That's why we say you can't believe everything you think. Have I got a witness? Just because you think it don't make it so. I think they talking about me. I think that this is going to happen. I think that's going to happen. I'm sitting here thinking. I'm living by the seat of my pants. I'm flying the plane by my thoughts. They're not confirmed. They're just in my head. And I can go through life doing what I think ought to be done. Well, you know, I think ought to become, I ought to do this with them. I think I ought to go over there. I think. No. You can't live by your thoughts. You can't rely on you. You can't be trusted physically. You may be in the hospital tomorrow. You may have a mental breakdown. You're not trustworthy. You're not able. Amen. To foot the bill. You better trust in the Lord. And by the way, don't trust in people either, by the way. Let me throw that in parenthetically. You ever been let down? Huh? Have you ever been let down? I'm just asking a question. Amen. Psalms 118, 8 and 9. Amen. You can't trust people. Amen. You can't trust humans. Humans are not to be trusted. The Bible tells us that you cannot put your trust in man. Psalms 118, 8 said, don't put your trust in man. You don't put your confidence in man. Have I got a witness? You can't do it. Psalms lets us know that you can't do it because it'll be a mistake to trust in man. Have I got a witness? You can't put your confidence in man. You can't put your confidence in him. You can't put your trust in humans. Amen. I may say, well, I don't trust God. I'll trust somebody else. I trust the counselor. I trust this person. I trust. And they may have their place, but the bottom line is, amen. But you can't really depend on people. You can't lean on them. Amen. Amen. They might let you fall. They may let you down. The Bible tells us you can't lean on kings or presidents. Psalms 118:9. A lot of people just said, but we get the right person in office. And you know what you found out? They're all politicians. Have we got a minute? Lord have mercy. You're just wasting your time. Amen. Have we got a witness? And some of y'all get a close friend. You think you can trust your friend. But Michael said, no, don't do that either. Hold them up. Michael 7:5 said, don't you put your trust in a friend. Matter of fact, it says something that I really don't like, Bruce. I ain't going to say I don't like it. It scared me a little bit. It said, you can't even put your trust in your best friend. And it said, you can't even trust your wife. One translation said, you can't even trust your spouse. How bad would that be to think that you can? It said, Michael says, I'm shadowing it. He said, you can't even trust, hey man, you can't trust a friend. You can't trust someone that is a close friend. You can't trust your best friend. You can't trust them as a guide. You can't really trust nobody made out of flesh, because we all got clay fleet. Have I got a witness? We'll disappoint you. We'll let you down. Don't put your trust in people. That's what the word says. You can't trust your humans. You can't trust your homie. Have I got a witness? You can't trust yourself. Have I got a witness? You know what the Bible says about a man who trusts himself? Proverbs 28:26 says a man who trusts himself is a fool. Have you got a witness? A man who trusts in himself is a fool. I know you think you got it and you're smart and that you got a high IQ and you bet the best and the brightest, but you can't trust you either. I didn't say it. The Bible says that a man in Proverbs 28:26 who trusts in himself is a fool. Oh no, I can't even trust me. I can't trust myself. Have I got a witness? I can't do it. Amen. I can't trust. Bible says that you cannot trust humans. You cannot trust your homies. You cannot trust himself. You can't trust horses. Amen. That's what the Bible says in Psalms 20:7. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. That means they got their trust in the military. If the United States got they, do they trust in God? They got on their name. They got on the money. In God we trust. But they may be trusting in horses and chariots. Amen. Israel was told not to multiply horses. The kings were told not to multiply horses. Have I got a witness? Deuteronomy 17:16. It said, don't multiply horses. Don't put your trust in your military. Have I got a witness? Amen. Don't multiply horses. Amen. Israel could not. That's why he told Joshua on one occasion that when he captured the city, he said, I want you to cripple their horses, and I want you to, have I got a witness, burn the chariots. Because I don't want you saving it, and it's because you're going to think you're going to become a strong nation because now you got horses. I want you to learn how to follow me and trust in me. I don't want you to learn how to trust in horses. Trust in your military, because I got a big military. Have I got a witness? I'm safe and secure because we got the biggest bomb. We got the baddest guns. We got the baddest jets. Have I got a witness? If you're not careful, you'll start trusting in yourself. You'll start trusting in horses. Amen. Can't trust in horses. God fights our battles. If you win a battle, it won't be because you had to. Strong as horses. Have I got a witness? No, we got to trust in God. I don't need to hold y'all more than to tell you, but some folk want you to lean on them. Amen. But you can't really trust in man. Have I got a witness? And it's painful. God put out a love song a long time ago, said, lean on me. I think it was Bill Withers. Yeah, there's some of y'all out there. Amen. Lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll help you carry on. It won't be long. I started to write. The life on a knee. Somebody. Now they said you could call them, but I guarantee you they were watching the call ID. You ever call anybody and they didn't answer? Folk know when to answer. You ever had somebody with a friend that they didn't answer? They said, call on me. Ain't nobody answer. Didn't see it. Fact of the matter is, I don't need to hold you all day, but the truth is that you just can't lean on people. Have I got a witness? Amen. Some trust in horses. Some trust in. So he want to give you this warning. Slow down. You can't trust in. You can't rely on folk. with clay feet. Have I got a witness? The Bible says, and Eugene Peterson says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Have we got a witness? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understandings. Don't try to figure things out on your own. Are you trying to figure things out on your own? He said, well, I don't need nobody's help. I got this one. I can figure it out all by myself. Have we got a witness? That is a mistake. Trust the Lord with all your heart. I'm wholeheartedly trusting in the Lord, and I'm not going to try to figure it out on my own. Amen. So we have God's wisdom that we can draw on, which is really God's word. Have we got a witness? And he warns us not to trust in people, but to trust in God. Have we got a witness? And that's important, amen, because some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, and they were told not to multiply horses to themselves. The kings were not supposed to put a lot of trust in themselves. Have I got a witness? The Bible says, trust in the Lord, and lean not to thine own. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. He won't disappoint you. Amen. Eugene Peterson says, listen for God's voice in everything you do. Listen for it. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Are you doing it? Have I got a witness? Are you doing it? Are you listening for God's voice in everything you do? Or did you do that? I made that decision. I decided to do that. That was me who did that. Limited knowledge. Finite. And I made the decisions. And I'm living by my own decisions. And you see what has gotten you. Amen. And don't complain about the choices you make. You may be married to one you made, but it says a lot about your choices. If you're complaining about it, that means you must not make good choices. Amen. A lot of folks complain about their own choices. You know what I mean?